Hello?
Hello? Hi, am I speaking with Nadine?
Yes.
Hi, Nadine. This is Jessica from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. First of all, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
I'm an independent.
Thank you. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Mostly Democrats.
As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
Time for a change.
Thank you. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? First, property taxes, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, funding for public schools and teacher pay, abortion rights, gun violence, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the border, or violent crime?
The third one was what again?
Funding for public schools and teacher pay.
That one.
Okay. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Property taxes, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, abortion rights, gun violence, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the border, or the violent crime?
Abortion rights.
Okay. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First, Colin Allred. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
What's the second one? Somewhat favorable?
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Next is Ted Cruz. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next, Angie Chen Button. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Next is Avery Bishop. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know that person.
Okay. Next is Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next is Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Next is Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. In the next 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Kamala.
In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Colin Allred.
And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, Which candidate, Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I can't answer. I don't know Avery.
Okay. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of the State House District candidates. Angie Chan Button is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UT Dallas and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education, and through her nonprofit created literacy programs. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom, and a father who is a fifth-generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of his small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools and the ban of abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Avery Bishop.
Thank you. American culture. Mark, which side do you agree with most? First, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger in everyone, regardless of the race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Second, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Which side you agree with most?
The first one.
Okay. Values and freedoms, Mark, which side you agree with most? First, I agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Second, I agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Which side do you agree with most?
What was the first one?
The first one was agree with those who says Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians.
That's one I would agree with.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yeah.
From what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
Oppose.
When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? First, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods. Second, liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids. Third, low teacher pay. Or fourth, lack of funding for the state leading to schools closing.
Low teacher pay.
Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
Disagree.
And in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? First, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Second, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Third, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Fourth, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Fifth, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk.
B.
What was that? I'm sorry.
The second one?
Is that takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions?
That's correct. That's the one.
Thank you. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. First, Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason.
I don't understand the question. I don't understand the question.
Okay.
A
few statements about each of the candidates running for a state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against the candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. First, Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or a weak reason.
I think a weak reason.
Okay. Next, Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Next, Angie Chen Button says she is a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong against.
Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school kids that only further worsens the problem of public school sexualizing our kids from an early age. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong against.
Angie Chen Button supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong against.
Avery Bishop and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong against.
Angie Chen Button supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong against.
Despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chan Button has failed to fund our public schools, which led to 4 local elementary school closures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong against.
Representative Button voted against giving school teachers a raise. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong against.
Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. First, Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments, including paying for law school by becoming Miss Texas, show she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver. In order to help inmates who serve their time succeed when released, she wrote an app that helps them clean the record to get a job and find housing and health care to survive in the outside world. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
In the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money just as 41 other states do. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even when their lives are in danger. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Avery Bishop will push for sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
In the legislature, Avery Bishop will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making home ownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working conditions, and supporting our local public schools. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
A product of public schools, Avery Bishop knows education to get ahead. She will fight to make the state a better state to keep our local neighborhood schools very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery, the Democrat?
Avery.
Thank you. And could you please tell the age between 8 and 50?
You're breaking up.
5 minutes over.
Sorry, you're breaking up. I can't hear you. Do you want to try again?
Now? Is it better now?
Yes.
Please tell me your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55.
to 54.
Okay. And give me 1 second here. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any of the Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be Acanamerda of Asian white or Caucasian or other?
African American.
Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following as your news or entertainment. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN, or Paramount, yes or no?
You're going in and out. You asked if TV or streaming? Yes.
Yes. Oh, Twitter, X, TikTok, Instagram. Yes or no?
I don't know. I suppose yes.
Facebook, Meta.
No.
MSNBC or CNN?
No.
TV channels, Fox News, or oh, yes or no?
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey today. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time. Hope you have a wonderful day ahead, okay?
Thank you. And who are you from again? What is this from?
Oh, I am calling from Opinion Research.
Okay. Were you hired by one of the candidates?
I am afraid I am not allowed to answer that question. Only we are just conducting a survey. So this information will be kept confidential.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.